USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You know, my prayers are with the people of Southwest Louisiana, especially when you look at Lake Charles, the fact that they're still recovering from Hurricane Laura.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says forecasters warn that Hurricane Delta could still be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall in Louisiana today. The congressman continues on Fox News.
Here you go again. People, they just had to be removing some of the debris that's still on the ground yesterday to try to clear up some of the debris from Laura as this storm approaches.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi set to hold a press conference later this morning. Pelosi expected to introduce legislation that would create a commission to allow Congress to intervene and remove the president from his executive duties under the 25th Amendment. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A new round of sanctions being imposed on Iran aimed at cracking down on the country's financial sector. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki explains.
The United States has imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran, focusing on the country's financial sector. The new sanctions target 18 Iranian banks that haven't been subject to restrictions under recently reimposed sanctions. More importantly, non-Iranian financial institutions are now subject to penalties for doing business with those Iranian banks. The Treasury Department says the sanctions are focused on sectors in the Iranian economy to deny the government the resources to fund and support its nuclear program. The sanctions do contain exceptions for humanitarian trade, though critics say they will further hamper Iranian efforts to purchase needed resources in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic.
The CDC warning people who are overweight, their risk of complications from COVID-19 might be as high as those who are considered obese. Nearly 40% of American adults are clinically obese, and 32% are overweight. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The mother and sister of an armed teenager shot and killed by police in Wisconsin was among 11 people arrested for taking to the streets after a curfew was in effect in a Milwaukee, Wisconsin suburb. The Wisconsin National Guard called up as protests turned to riots and looting of gas stations and grocery stores in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. This began because prosecutors didn't file charges against the African-American officer who shot and killed a 17-year-old in February. 17-year-old Alvin Cole had a gun illegally, was running from officers outside a mall, fired the gun at the African-American officer. The officer then returned fire and killed Cole. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Nevada on Friday. On Thursday, while campaigning in Phoenix, the former vice president was asked about the upcoming debate.
We set the dates. I'm sticking with the dates. I'm showing up. I'll be there. And in fact, if he shows up, fine. If he doesn't, fine.
Biden also agreed to do an ABC News town hall on the same night as the debate. As far as if President Trump is changing his tune regarding that virtual debate.
No, I'm not interested in doing a virtual. I'm not Joe Biden.
President Trump, medically cleared by his doctor to hit the campaign trail, has a rally planned for Saturday in Florida. The Lakers can win their 17th NBA title if they close out the Heat in Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.